Blog Talk Radio.
Of my journey from my living room in Baltimore to Senegal. The performance travels through various rooms that represent pit stops in New Orleans and daytime television via the Wendy Williams Show, where I interview myself on the meaning of home. My final stop lies in Senegal, where I realize that home is beneath my feet. This interactive experience opens up a world of non-biased seating within the audience and sparks a deeper conversation of the similarities of home that defy race, status, and location. This podcast is my way of archiving my findings. After being in so many other cities across the nation, I have returned to my hometown of Baltimore, and I'm here to interview the artists who are connected to club culture, to dance with them, to move with them, and I'm learning a lot about this city. It's a lot of hidden gems. After this, I'm going to be over on Instagram Live. My Instagram is at TrueDancer92, true without the E. And I'm going to be interviewing an amazing artist tonight. And our topic is, I'm going to tell you in a second after I give you a couple more stipulations, okay? So a few things to keep in mind. I speak from a place of experience and not expertise. I do not know anything, nor do I pretend to. I am creating this space to express things that may or may not be the norm. You know, if it resonates, it resonates, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. I am here to bring a voice to those who are usually unheard. Some of the greatest people I've learned from have been in bodegas, taxis, Ubers, bus stops, etc. And last but not least, you can support this platform by donating to my Cash App, $SanchelBrown, or Venmo at SanchelBrown. I am a single mom and an independent artist, so anything helps. All right, so let's get into it. Tonight's topic is art is magic. Now, that may sound like a very general statement to make and something that many people may say, well, duh, we know that it's magic. But let's dig a little bit deeper into the magical properties that are presented in art. So, first things first, a few weeks ago, I spoke on attending Baltimore City College, and this is where this idea and this topic came from. I spoke on attending a high school called Baltimore City College, which is in Baltimore, and it is a college preparatory high school that's actually in a castle. It is one of the third oldest high schools in the United States, and anyone going to the school has to have great grades, high intelligence, and tenacity. It was not an easy school to get through. I was making a couple of connections, and I was starting to ask the question of, wait, so if everyone who attended the Baltimore City College, we went to school in the castle, are we witches and wizards and we just don't know it? Do we have magic and we just don't know it? I broke down the symbology of the mascot being a knight and the fact that we had to learn the ancient language of Latin as a prerequisite. And Latin is one of the oldest languages known to man and one of the most powerful as it pertains to magic. We were also held to a very high regard, just like most wizards and witches who go and attend wizardry school. Today I wanted to expand on this topic, and I want to speak on the inner magic that we all hold within ourselves, whether we choose to acknowledge it or not. Specifically, artists, professional and novice artists, you hold a magic that is very powerful, and you have the ability to change the world. Think about it. Some of the most prominent artists such as Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Billie Holiday, the Nicholas Brothers, Basquiat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are prominent artists who were in the forefront of a lot of major movements that happened in the United States. And sometimes they were the soothsayers. They were the ones who told the future. They were the ones to kind of calm everybody down in a political event where things were a little more fiery. They were the ones that were able to tell the truth, a.k.a. Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit, right? And I believe that we experience everything in our lives for a reason. It gives us clues to who we are. I am a believer in past lifetimes. I am a believer in thinking, knowing that our energy, obviously, energy doesn't die. We learn this in chemistry. But if energy doesn't die, then the energies that we possess within our bodies had to come from somewhere, right? So for me, I do believe that there is a past life or a past experience that we had. And when we come into these worlds, we manifest opportunities to tap into those powers that we may already possess that may be dormant. Now, when we talk about these amazing artists, they all had a signature that can never be replicated or replaced. So they all knew that they were on the front of any revolution, and they used their art strategically. Why? Because they were magicians. Magicians and musicians sound one and the same, right? She said, yeah. Magicians and musicians sound one and the same. Words are powerful words that have different spelling, but the same sounding, they have the same meaning. Even though we're told that is not necessarily the fact in the States. These words that we use the same words for different things. And a lot of times you can still break down the etymology of words and come into similar meanings, right? You have hidden meanings in simple words is the best way that I can put it. So as a young dancer, when I was at the age of 6, I started dancing in church, and I understood very well the connection of body, mind, and spirit that moved in dance. Every Friday we would get together, we would have rehearsal at the church, and then immediately after we would have a Sunday service, and we would perform our Sunday service. And I noticed for me, whenever I was dancing, I always felt this huge presence, like God was moving me or God was moving through me when I was in the church. And as I got older, that presence never left me, even though I didn't necessarily stay within the confines of the church. The spirit and the energy that was in another realm always was activated whenever I moved. And I started to think about it. Well, what is this energy and what is it that I possess that helps me to tap into these great movements and this great big ball of energetic energy field? When I'm into a creative mode, first, I have to conceive the idea from the creator. Then I have to visualize it. Then I may start writing about it and saying, man, you know what? I want to do this. I want to try this. I'm seeing this. I want to do this big play, or I want to create this dance, and it's going to have this and it's going to have that. Then I start creative mapping and rehearsing. And then, boom, the performance or the showing, my final manifestation. It's just like doing magic. You get the idea. You visualize it. You pray it. You pray in it. You complete your ritual, and then you watch it manifest. Now, everybody might not do magic that way. This is just what I'm thinking may, you know, kind of coincide when you're moving in a magical way. Because we are all not aware that this is what we are doing, every masterpiece, every work of art, even the ones that we feel like are failures, is a larger piece to the puzzle, of life. It's a way to tell the stories of the time. It's a way to tell the stories that are within us. When we fail to see that we utilize our gifts for good or for evil, then we do a disjustice. We do a disservice to our gifts and to our talents, right? So I reflect on this often when I'm teaching dance, especially for children. I personally don't use music with vulgar language when I'm teaching children, but I've noticed that in some cases, people may, especially within the realm, you know, you go to your dance studios, they're always going to teach you ballet, modern, maybe a little jazz, definitely hip-hop, right? And I've noticed that a lot of hip-hop teachers, they'll still use songs with vulgar language, you know, with children. I don't do that. But my question is, what magic are you creating? What are you implanting in your children's soul when you allow them to dance to music? Even if you blank out certain things, it still has the insinuation of sex, violence, rock and roll, you know? So we, as artists, we have a responsibility to see the magic in our work, to strengthen that magic and to utilize it for the betterment of humanity. This is my opinion, okay? Not to utilize it for evil. Works of art, books, photos, the list goes on. These are all manifestations from our magic wands. We create something out of nothing. It's our special to ourselves, to our community, to the world. I mean, even the word script aligns with scripting a spell. Even the word cast aligns with casting a spell. When we engage with modern day Hollywood art, we are subject to their magic. When we go to the movies and we go and we listen to whoever is on the radio, well, nowadays, not just the radio, SoundCloud, wherever that you listen to music, you are subject to the magic that these people are creating. Now, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy and Illuminati and this, and that. I think there's enough of that out there, out in the YouTube land, and we know enough to know that when we listen to music, when we engage with their products, their music, the media in any way, that there's a spell that's being casted. There's magic that's being done. Are you strong enough to recognize this, to observe but not to absorb what's happening in front of you, and to be able to recognize what is good for you and what is not good for you? You got to think about these things deeper. Even though we know enough about what's going on in Hollywood and people have so many different thought forms that they think about in terms of what's happening beyond what we can physically see, we ourselves are magicians. We all hold magic. Even if you don't consider yourself an artist, but you make bomb macaroni and cheese. Nobody can make it like you. You might even use the same, y'all might use the same ingredients, but for some reason your mac and cheese has that special touch to it. You know, or like I was saying last week when I was talking about Lexington Market in Baltimore City, one of the oldest open markets in the city. And there used to be a woman there that used to create potato salad with her hands. And then when she passed away, nobody could really get the same thing. They had the recipe, but they couldn't get it quite right. It's because we all have a special imprint and a special magic wand that we are working with, whether we are aware of it or not. So my question to you is, if they can create magic, why cannot we? What kind of magic are you going to create? This is your responsibility to know your superpowers. You don't have to tell anybody who it is, what it is, to know your superpowers, to know what your magic is, and to put that thing to work until it is time for you to leave this earthly realm. So with that being said, that's what I have for you all tonight. Remember that home is always beneath your feet. Please catch me on IG Live. I'll be there at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight. If you catch the playback of this, you can go back and watch. I'll be talking a little bit more deeply with another colleague of mine about art and magic. His name is James Patterson. He's writing a book about art and magic. So if you are interested, head on over to my Instagram, at TrueDancer without the E, TrueDancer92. And don't forget, you can always donate to my Cash App and my Venmo. I may do one more episode before the year ends, but this may very well be the last one before 2021. So until then, peace, love, and wholeness.